We knew that the Zondo Commission of Inquiry was going to be starting again today. We didn't know, ahead of the start of the proceedings, who was going to be the witness. And the reason why the identity of the witness was kept secret was because of some apparently credible information that the witness's life had been threatened. The witness is a former executive for the company Bosasa, which has had various name changes and contains within its subsidiary companies which have different names. But we're going to go with Bosasa. Gavin Watson is the man at the top of Bosasa, and today somebody who was with that company for almost 20 years, Angelo Agrizi, was making some extraordinary claims. Kyle Cowan, investigative journalist at News 24, and News 24 and Adrian Besson and Kyle have been on the Bosasa beat for a while now. Wow, Kyle, 3 or 4 million rand a month in cash bribes.
Well, 4 to 6 million, John. Good afternoon. Yes, and good afternoon to the listeners. In reality, the amount is probably a bit higher or a bit lower, you know, depending on who needed cash at what point of during the month. But yes, I mean, we saw Mr. Agrizi come to the Zondo Commission today and basically confirm things that I've been trying to chase down for the past couple of months and confirm.
So it's he's not finished yet. It was adjourned a short while ago. He'll be back tomorrow. But he did go into a lot of detail about companies, about individuals, about the, you know, the mechanisms, the safe. It must have been riveting to be there.
No, it definitely was very, very riveting. I think I can't remember in you know, very recent memory, another time where someone who was at the center of a criminal enterprise like this has come forward to speak openly and publicly in such detail about, you know, sort of the activities that were undertaken over so many years. And today the evidence was, it took us way back to 1999 when Agrizi first joined Bosasa, as it was then known, Diambu Holdings. And, you know, they really walked us through. So this is what Bosasa became. They gave us a picture of bribes for tenders at the South African Post Office in 2000 and 2001, and then more bribes for tenders at Sasol in 2000, and yet more bribes for tenders at the Airports Company of South Africa around the same time. So this really gives us an idea of how Bosasa has been operating for the last 20 years. And it's coming from the CEO's right-hand man, Mr. Angelo Agrizi himself. He was there. He helped pack the cash in the little bags that was being taken out to the people. You know, he was as intricately involved as you'd want someone to be. And he's now come to tell us all about it. And it's absolutely unbelievable, most of this stuff.
Paul Pretorius, the evidence leader, said at the beginning, we are approaching this evidence with caution. It could be fabricated. It could be distorted. Equally,
yes,
it could be reliable. So for the evidence to be accepted by the commission when eventually it issues its final report, there needs to be more than Angelo Agrizi's testimony. What level of paperwork or, you know, other backup evidence is he going to be able to, or has he already supplied?
So let's give the listeners one example. One of the things that that Angelo is claiming in his submissions to the commission is that he was at a meeting in September 2015 with Mr. Watson and a certain Dudu Mjeni, who we all know is the former chairperson of SAA, closely linked to former President Jacob Zuma. And at this meeting, Ms. Mjeni presented some confidential documents. Now, it's not exactly clear at this stage what those documents are, but we have a relatively good idea at News 24 that these were NPA documents relating to the ongoing investigation and prosecution of Bosasa executives. And what the investigators have done, they've looked at what Agrizi told them. And he told them, look, there was a meeting on the 23rd of September 2015. These are the people that were present. And here's pictures. Here are some photographs of the documents that I was presented with. So what the investigators then did is they went down to the Sheraton Hotel in Pretoria where the meeting happened. They looked at the carpet pattern in the background of the pictures that Agrizi provided to them. And they matched that carpet pattern to the same type of carpet that is used in the Sheraton Hotel. And then they went a step further and they confirmed that Ms. Dudu Mjeni was in fact staying at the hotel that evening. So this is what the level of sort of corroboration what they're going through. So each and every person who Mr. Agrizi, you know, identifies as having taken a bribe, received a bribe, the investigators will go through that same motion. They will try and figure out, when was the cash dropped off at the house? Can we confirm a meeting? Can we directly with this person confirm whether or not they accepted cash? Do they deny it? So they go through all those steps. And, you know, it's sort of basically what an investigative journalist will do with the story. That their added bonus is that they've got subpoena power, so people have to talk to them, where people can just slam the phone down in a journalist's ear.
Yeah, I mean, the number of implicated persons in the 2018 version of Zondo Commission, yes, there was some dramatic stuff, but the number of people implicated as the commission dealt with Gupta-related state capture allegations. But now, there's something close to 40 people implicated already and still to be implicated in further testimony by Angelo Agrizi.
Yes, I mean, it's quite unbelievable. But if you think about it, and if you really take a look back, you know, let's say pre-2013, we knew nothing of the Gupta family. And a lot of what's coming out of the State Capture Commission came out over the years in the press. Now, with Basasa, there's a whole different dynamic. It's been so close to the chest for so many years that a lot of the stuff is completely new. There are completely new characters being introduced every time Mr. Agrizi opens his mouth almost. And that's quite amazing, because what we're seeing here is, you know, the deepest level of sort of corruption that was undertaken by the executives of Basasa. And it was unknown to the public, completely unknown, whereas the Gupta family, we had sort of had people being implicated in media reports, you know, over a space of a few years. Now he's coming in a couple of days, he's literally doing what the Gupta leaks did. He's taking a can opener to this can of worms, and he's just literally opening it up right in front of us.
Investigative journalist with News 24, Kyle Cowan.
Investigation and prosecution of Basasa executives. And what the investigators have done, they've looked at what Agrizi told them. And he told them, look, there was a meeting on the 23rd of September 2015. These are the people that were present. And here's pictures. Here are some photographs of the documents that I was presented with. So what the investigators then did is they went down to the Sheraton Hotel in Pretoria where the meeting happened. They looked at the carpet pattern in the background of the pictures that Agrizi provided to them. And they matched that carpet pattern to the same type of carpet that is used in the Sheraton Hotel. And then they went a step further and they confirmed that Ms. Dudumyeni was in fact staying at the hotel that evening. So this is what the level of sort of corroboration what they're going through. So each and every person who Mr. Agrizi, identifies as having taken a bribe, received a bribe, the investigators will go through that same motion. They will try and figure out, when was the cash dropped off at the house? Can we confirm a meeting? Can we directly with this person confirm whether or not they accepted cash? Do they deny it? So they go through all those steps. And, you know, it's sort of basically what an investigative journalist will do with the story. That their added bonus is that they've got subpoena power, so people have to talk to them, where people can just slam the phone down in a journalist's ear.
Yeah, I mean, the number of implicated persons in the late 2018 version of Zondo Commission, yes, there was some dramatic stuff, but the number of people implicated as the commission dealt with Gupta-related state capture allegations. But now, there's something close to 40 people implicated already and still to be implicated in further testimony by Angelo Agrizi.
Yes, I mean, it's quite unbelievable. But if you think about it, and if you really take a look back, you know, let's say pre-2013, we knew nothing of the Gupta family. And a lot of what's coming out of the State Capture Commission came out over the years in the press. Now, with Basasa, there's a whole different dynamic. It's been so close to the chest for so many years that a lot of the stuff is completely new. There are completely new characters being introduced every time Mr. Agrizi opens his mouth almost. And that's quite amazing, because what we're seeing here is, you know, the deepest level of sort of corruption that was undertaken by the executives of Basasa. And it was unknown to the public, completely unknown, whereas the Gupta family, we had sort of had people being implicated in media reports, you know, over a space of a few years. Now he's coming in a couple of days, he's literally doing what the Gupta leaks did. He's taking a can opener to this can of worms, and he's just literally opening it up right in front of us.
Investigative journalist with News 24, Kyle Cowan.